broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for April the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country. Dr. Scott Bradley jumps onto the broadcast now. Welcome, my friend. Hope you had a God, family, country-filled weekend, sir.
Well, we always try and make it that. And, of course, as we talked about last Friday, we had that fast on behalf of the nation and restoring the principles it was established on. And we had feedback from different groups of people that had heard about it. And it was enthusiastically received by those that love the country. And so, we did have feedback from many different locations, and people are saying, yes, we need more of this. And I think we do.
All right, there you have it. There's so much to do, so much to focus on. And I want to highlight this. I don't know if you know this, Dr. Bradley, but in Israel now, they have a term. Now, understand, it's not a green card like we have in the United States for people who are coming here to make illegals legal. It's not a green card. It's a green pass. And the green pass is what is being dubbed in America the vaccine passport. And they have it all over Israel. It's already rolled out. And if you share your green pass or show that you have one, you can stay in hotels. You can go to restaurants. You can attend events of mass gatherings like religious services, sports games. You can visit places of tourism and cultural significance. You can gather for weddings and funerals, and you can work out in fitness centers, and you can swim in swimming pools. You can vacation in crowded places. It goes on and on and on. You can do all that. In other words, you can live normal life if you get the green pass in Israel, or what they're talking about, coronavirus vaccination card in America, the passport, whatever word they're going to use globally for this. And here's the problem. New York has already embraced it. Texas has rejected it. I'm fearful, based on this reciprocity idea, Dr. Bradley, where, you know what, if I go to some place, my driver's license from Utah will work in Alabama or, you know, Missouri or wherever. Same thing with your concealed carry permit. Same thing with, and you've really got a United States, because you can travel from one place to another, and you're really still in your, quote, home country. I'm afraid this is going to blow this to smithereens, and it might be on red, blue lines, don't know. But this is serious, and it's coming to a green card near you, doctor.
You know, there's so much on this. Israel is totally a socialistic slave state, basically, where the this is not a free land. They do not have individual God-given rights recognized. And in fact, if you go back to the origins of the state of Israel, in the 1940s, and you find the people that were involved in it, they basically were communists. It's a very interesting scenario. And the thing, as you point out, that's very concerning is that what happens in Israel is coming here, and they are a draconian state in terms of how they control their people. And the state thinks they can, you know, by state, I mean the nation, okay? So the government thinks they can control the people, and you have other draconian types of leaders here in this country who are similarly bent. And it's interesting that the over the weekend in our home state, the legislature had said they were lifting the mask mandate on the 10th of April. And I thought, oh, it's going to be interesting to see how the populace responds to this. I don't think I saw one iota fewer masks on the weekend. I believe that basically the people are in conformance and compliance, and they are going to show their virtue signaling with their masks, regardless of whatever happens. Now, again, the government didn't have any responsibility or right to do what they did with the mask mandates a year ago. But when the legislature says, oh, we're lifting it on the 10th of April, it didn't happen. The people continued to comply. The people continued to bow their heads and bend the knee. And so your idea, though, of this across-the-board Article 4 kind of thing, where other states recognize the actions of the states and give credence to them, it's a mixed bag a little bit on that. You mentioned concealed carry firearms. There are states that have reciprocity agreements with other states on concealed carry firearms things. Utah is one of the most widely accepted ones, for example. I'm an instructor for concealed carry. But California does not in the slightest recognize the concealed carry that we offer in Utah. So it's kind of a mixed bag on that a little bit. But I too am very concerned. And let me tell you where I think it'll probably happen. I think that there will be some states that say you've got to have this, stamp of approval, if you will. The state themselves will do it. But I think other states, and Utah, I think, will be one of them, where the behind the scenes, behind closed doors, the leadership of the state will approach businesses and say, look, we're not going to, lord over you and tell you so that we're going to make it a law. But you know what? If you don't do it in your store or in your venue, golly, we're going to fine you $10,000. This is exactly what they do with their mask mandates. They didn't have the Gestapo come into the store and arrest people because it is not a law. It is not a law. None of the monarchical things that happened from, for example, in Utah, our governor and the executive branch, there was not a shred and is not a shred of law behind it. And so what they did, though, was through either the health department or a government agency, went to the stores, and I have personally interviewed store owners on this and know this is how they were approached. And they were told, look, we're not going to come in with the police and enforce this. But you know what? If you don't do it in your own store, we will fine you $10,000 a day and or we will revoke your license. And so the store owners became the Gestapo on this thing. And this is a fascist way of doing things, private ownership, yet government direction. And I think that's where a lot of stores are doing this. And the stores I approached over the weekend after the mask mandate was lifted in Utah, basically said, oh, no, one store told me, no, we're gonna do this until all 50 states have lifted their mask mandate. That's their exact words that they told me. And so these people, in spite of the fact that we could be a free and independent people again, are being continued to be constrained. So what's happening in Israel, I really truly believe, is coming to the United States. I'm sorry to state that, and unless we, the people, decide we aren't going to put up with it anymore, I think you're going to see a dramatic influx of this. And it's like, think about what you hear on the news with Gretchen in Michigan. Had the most draconian lockdowns almost across the nation, and yet they're having an explosion of coronavirus in Michigan now. And it's like, no, we've got to tighten this down tighter. Oh, my goodness, we're all going to die. You must fear. You must doubt. Haven't you got that message yet? I mean, my goodness. And I think that we are a long ways from being done with this because they really are seeing that they have this opening to get everybody get the jab in order to get what they think will be freedom. But think about it. It's not an approved vaccination. It is it's on an emergency use authorization. It does not stop the spread. It does not give you immunity. You still continue have to wear masks. You still have to distance yourself. You still have to hand sanitize. You still do not have freedom, although some are saying you will have it if everybody gets it. But it doesn't do any of the things they're saying. And I'm watching very carefully the reports of, large inoculated, quote-unquote, bodies that are still getting the coronavirus. And it's like, what is this? It's a bazillion-dollar facade. And they're going to continue it. I'm sorry. It's a bearer of bad news. But if you haven't figured that out yet, you haven't been watching. I'm sorry.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. New York has about 9 million people. Texas had about 30 million people. That's 40 million people already being forced to decide in these two states what they're going to do. Okay? The state of New York to officially begin requiring vaccine passports. Texas outlaws vaccine passports. That's 40 million Americans, give or take. That's well over a tenth of the country in those two states alone. And what do you got, a red and a blue state, literally? Where are the other states going to fall in line? Are we going to have a split in America? Is it going to eventually be to where you can't travel? If I want to go from here to Alabama, and Utah and Alabama are states that reject the vaccine mandate or the vaccine passport mandate, whatever you want to call it, green pass mandate, but yet states in between demand it, can I go through those states or not? Will they accept my driver's license there, or will they say, where's your passport? If you don't have one, we're not accepting your driver's license. This has the potential to divide America like we've never seen before, Doctor.
Well, indeed, but the fact is, most of the implemented tyranny will be done through an institution like an airline. The government won't have to enforce it because they'll basically get agreement by these large organizations that have a lot of their choke points for all of us, and they'll say, oh, well, yeah, Delta Airlines says you got to have it or you can't fly us. Well, you know, it's going to be an interesting dynamic, and the freedom of the nation is truly at stake.
We're going to talk about it more with Dr. Scott Bradley. To preserve the nation, his lifelong goal, freedomsrisingsun.com, his website. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, the population of Florida, ladies and gentlemen, is 21.5 million people. The population of California is 40 million people. So let me get this right. You take California and New York, and you got 50 million. You take Florida and Texas, and you got about 50 million people. That's literally about a third of the American population, give or take. You know, if you count the illegals, it's more. But anyway, about a third of the population between literally four states, and two so far have said they're not going to do the vaccines, Florida and Texas. But California, it's called the new trend in California. Will Californians get vaccines passports? The idea is still embryonic, but you know what? They're looking at it. Where does California stand? Well, they're looking for it. Okay, there's folks trying to prevent it, but for the most part, vaccine passports are headed to California, says the Mercury News, which is a California news organization. That's literally a 50% yay, 50% nay, 100%, I'm sorry, 100 million Americans, four states represented. Now, if you get business in bed with the private sector, fascism on steroids, if you will, all you got to do is get a few big corporations. Let's say the Walmarts, the Sam's Clubs, the Costco's, and you name 10 or 15 companies, gas stations, whatever. And then you get the airlines and the trains and the buses and Uber and a couple of other big places. You literally won't be able to travel at all unless you produce that. Whether your state does or not might become flat out irrelevant because of the private sector in bed with government and because of the national or federal stance in bed with enough states to create a trifecta of tyranny. This is serious business, doctor. Some say, well, Sam, you're making a mountain out of a molehill. I don't think so. I think I'm calling it as I see it, and I think this is unfolding before our very eyes. And what we don't want to do is discuss it after the fact, doctor.
Well, the state of Utah, this past legislative session that ended in March, that is exactly what they did. They said the state will not mandate any vaccines. They're going to leave it up to the private businesses. That's a one-sentence capture of what the legislature passed. So Utah is on that bent to influence the businesses to say, oh, you got to do it. Or, you know what, you may be a little bit at risk because somebody might get sick in your store. So, you know, anyway, but let me just go back. Let's go back to 1765. William Blackstone wrote Commentaries on the Laws of England. Now, of course, the United States at the time was a colony of England. Well, it wasn't the United States, it was colonies. Okay. And so, he, in 1765 through 1769, he published four volumes called Commentaries on the Law. And if you go to Volume 1, which came out in 1665, and again, this is in the original, on page 130 of the original, here's what it states. Next to personal security, the law of England regards efforts and preserves the personal liberty of individuals. This personal liberty consists of the power of locomotion, of changing situation, or removing one's person to wherever place one's own inclination may direct, without imprisonment or restraint. Okay? Now, see, that was the basis of what the American Founding Fathers, all of them read Blackstone's commentaries. And by the way, when I hesitate reading through this, you should get the original and read. It's in an old English style where the letters, I mean, you're almost reading a foreign language where they change letters to that you wouldn't recognize today. S's look like F's, for example, oftentimes. It's a very interesting read. But basically the idea is England was filled with free men and they retained their personal liberty. They could locomotion. They could move to where they wanted, change the situation, removing one's person to whatsoever place one's own inclination may direct, without imprisonment or restraint. Okay, so this violates the baseline principle of what the American Founding Fathers understood was the way free people operated. They considered themselves English free men. And when they created this land and broke away from England because of an oppressive king, they brought many of those concepts of free locomotion, if you will, into this land. And that, by the way, was the basis of our entire nation being a huge free market. It's a duty-free market. You go anywhere in the nation. You didn't have tariffs and taxes put on you when you went from Georgia to New York or whatever. And that had been a problem, by the way, under the first Constitution, the Articles of Confederation. As you traveled between states, oftentimes, particularly if you were bringing goods and services, there were impediments to that. And they said, no, we're not going to do that anymore. This is one nation, free and independent, and we are going to have exchange with each other. And that was a great part of the basis of our prosperity that almost immediately settled upon the nation. And so here what we're doing is we're, you know, in the process, it appears, of imposing restrictions that violate the most baseline of principles that free men of England once had. And here's the United States, supposedly the home of the brave and the land of the free, or whatever they call it nowadays, which is neither. But the fact of the matter is, we are in the process of re-implementing a tyranny upon this nation in the name of a Nazi Germany, I call it, because it is destroying freedom. And the fact is that this vaccine does not do what people are claiming. It isn't a vaccine. It is not a vaccine. It is a medical modality that does not give immunity,
hey, you,
and it
you,
doesn't prevent
you quit
spread.
Telling me the truth, doctor. My mind's already made up.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem.
Isn't
no,
that
no.
What
I mean, really, Americans need to understand this. Americans need to understand this. They are not going to be immune. They will not be immune. They can still spread it. They can still catch it. And I've been tracking large bodies of people that were 100% vaccinated, and they're still coming down with it, and they're still dying at the same percentage that they were before the vaccine. It's astonishing. In fact, there's less danger just being exposed to the coronavirus than there is having the vaccine, because the fact is that we don't know what the long-term effects are going to be with this thing. It is astounding, and yet they're going to blame it on people that won't wear masks. Those Neanderthals that care so little, you know, and so everybody's virtue signaling with this. They think they're Christ-like in that they can wear their face diaper, their, I don't know, it's a burqa. It's a sign of their religiosity, and they wear it over their face, and they bump elbows instead of shaking hands, and holy cow, and religions are in the middle of it, many of them. So it's a really disheartening kind of thing to somebody that loves
liberty. All right, well, let me ask you this. Are the lack of vaccine passports going to become the scarlet letter, doctor?
Well, they could very well. But by the way, a couple of other things. With today's current technology, it will just be a short period of time before counterfeits are offered for a price. I mean, you can get Social Security cards, you can get driver licenses, you can get almost anything you want in this country if you know the right people. And so that will not be that far away, which will encourage them to want to do some kind of biometric on people, you know, whether it's some mark you put on your forehead or on your hand, I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, that will be along that way, too. But I talked to a woman the other day. She thinks she's got a free pass. You know, people worry about being able to do commerce unless you have that, you know, that scarlet letter thing or lack thereof, this vaccine passport. Her husband has received the vaccine. She says, I'll just have him do our shopping. So she's got her get-out-of-jail letter free kind of thing. But there are some of us that within our families, we will not get it because of the downside, the risks that are associated with it. We don't know. We don't know the long-term. We don't know the short-term effects. We don't know about sterility. We don't know about autoimmune diseases. We don't know about any kind of neurological issues. We don't know about anything that will have to do. And by the way, I personally know someone that had seizures all night long because they had had the vaccine that day. I mean, it's like, well, they're gone now. We must be okay. By the way, my right leg's not working right, but it's okay. It'll go away, I'm sure, too. So when you personally see what's happening.
And if it doesn't go away, at least you won't get the COVID, they say.
Which is false. I mean, there
it's
is
insanity.
No guarantee of any of this thing. Nothing.
All
well,
right,
anyway, I don't see the upside
to
what they're doing with this thing.
Listen to this headline. I believe that lack of a vaccine passport will become a scarlet letter. But listen to this. You've heard of St. Vincent, right? Residents who have not taken a COVID vaccine are banned from being evacuated following a volcano eruption. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam announced Sunday he's directed the state police to conduct an independent investigation after video emerged showing two officers pepper spraying and drawing guns on an Army lieutenant during a traffic stop last December. The Democrat governor says, "Our Commonwealth has done important work on police reform, but we must keep working to ensure that Virginians are safe during interactions with police." End quote. The U.S. economy is poised for an extended period of strong growth in hiring, the chair of the Federal Reserve reported Sunday. Chair Jerome Powell said that he does not expect to raise the Fed's benchmark interest rate, currently sitting at nearly zero. Powell also downplayed the risk of higher inflation from government spending and expanding budget deficits. England will begin partially reopening businesses following months of coronavirus lockdowns. Starting Monday, retail stores can welcome back customers and outdoor service can resume at bars, salons, and gyms. USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
Canada's largest province hit new highs of daily COVID infections. Ontario records 4,456 new COVID-19 cases in 24 hours over the weekend as health experts warn of a rapid rise in intensive care admissions. A COVID-19 vaccine will be required if you plan to attend school this fall at Duke University in North Carolina. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Duke University said in a statement over the weekend that it will require COVID-19 vaccinations for students before they are allowed to return to campus for fall semester. They joined a list of more than a dozen other universities and colleges in the nation to require inoculations. Duke President Vincent E. Price writes, "We know that widespread vaccination will be the only way to facilitate a return to normal and robust campus life." Research at the university played an important role in the development of vaccines.
Founded by Methodists and Quakers in present-day town of Trinity in 1938, Duke University moved to Durham in 1892. USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I don't really know how to handle all the stories coming out. So in St. Vincent, residents who have not taken a COVID vaccine are banned from being evacuated following volcano eruptions. Okay, Dr. Fauci says it's still not even okay to eat or drink indoors, even if you're vaccinated. All right? Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Democrat of Michigan, says Sunday on CBS Face the Nation, she says, "Hey, you know what? We've been locking everybody down, but it's not doing any good. We're still seeing a surge. That we have gone psychotic. It's hard to even know how to respond to this, Dr. Bradley."
You know, you're
what do you think? You wouldn't even be rescued if you're not cocoa vaccinated.
Well, that is true. In St. Vincent, for those that don't know the lay of the land down in the Caribbean, it's just north of Venezuela, by Grenada and those areas down there. So it's kind of to the southeast, a little bit of Puerto Rico. Okay, so that gives you the lay of the land. They've got a volcano that's going up in this thing. 16,000 people are being evacuated from the red zones on the island. No boat will take you, and no nearby island will give you safe arrival unless you've been vaccinated. And again, the facade of this entire thing is beyond me. when they're putting forth this idea that, oh, no, 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 we're all safe now because we got the jab. But the reality of it is, it's an experiment, number one. And go back to that story in the news about Rutgers and other universities are going to require it. It's an experimental thing. And,
so
and
let
if
me
you
ask
go back
you,
to the nerve.
If you're on St. Vincent, is the lack of a vaccine passport a scarlet letter? Indeed, it is. Okay.
And, what I
mean,
say
this is just
Vincent,
out of control.
Yeah, I'd say if I were on St. Vincent, I was left there, and it's coming time to come home, I'd say, you guys can't come back if you've got the vaccine. But because, and there's very valid medical reasons for that, too, because very often the shedding of things that you might not, you know, that you receive because of the vaccine actually spreads some of the problems. But no, here's the problem. The Nuremberg trials after World War II, where the Nazi Germany had been involved in, you know, guys like Mengels, had done medical experimentation on human beings without their approval, without their consent, without informed consent, without any of that. He just did it, okay? The Nuremberg trials went through that, and they said, holy cow, we can't let this happen again. And so they came up with some protocols, and the protocols said nobody can be involved in an experiment without informed consent, and they can end the experiment anytime, and physicians should be part of that too, which is what they're doing with this vaccine thing, so-called. It's not a vaccine. But at any rate, so this is experimental. It is being injected in people without their informed consent. I've talked to people specifically, personally, myself, and they say, I didn't get any information like that at all. I just went and got the vaccine. And say, well, no, it's an experiment. You're part of the biggest experiment that's ever been, you know, basically imposed upon humanity. They're trying to get billions of people to take this thing. They have not tested it for long-term or even short-term anything. So they don't know any of the issues. And yet people are taking it, and it's being imposed upon them by universities, by countries, by states, and, you know, whether it's Israel or whether it's New York or wherever it is, it's being imposed as though it were the godsend that is going to save us all. And again, to me, this is a false god, that we are bending our knee before a false god that will not provide salvation to us. And there is no way that anybody could possibly say, this is the right thing to do, but it's being foisted on us. So you point out in St. Vincent's, you're left to deal with lava and volcanic explosions if you don't have it. So, yeah, there's some bad juju out there, and it's moving across the whole world.
Now, it's hard to even know how to respond to this stuff. I mean, you hear news about this and you can't believe it exists. All right, now Fauci's still saying it's not even okay to eat or drink indoors even if you're vaccinated. Okay, this Fauci guy is whacked crazy. Now listen to this though. Europeans' plans for vaccine passports were in place 20 months prior to the pandemic. They already had plans for this. Just documenting further the scam, the evil intent of this thing. And here's the clincher. They did a new poll. Over 50% of the American people want vaccine passports. I don't know how we're going to stop it when the people want it, doctor.
Well, I happen to agree, too. But there needs to be, I mean, I disagree that it should be made the requirement, particularly under the auspices of what we're doing it now. And you're absolutely correct. This has been planned for many decades. And in fact, I'm personally of the opinion that many large institutions were at the planning table on this. There were churches, I fear, that were on the planning table that facilitated this and have encouraged it. And I don't know if they're trying out to be the New World Order Church or something like that. I mean, it's a beauty pageant, maybe for different organizations. We have these virtue signaling large companies that you've been pointing out, some of the big box stores and some of these companies with big footprints and some of these companies that are airlines and so on and so forth. I fear that large institutional churches, I fear that large companies, I fear that governments across the nations of the world sat at the planning tables as this was brought out, and those diabolical schemers, you know, the gates of hell, if you will, that have been opened on this thing, were there years ago. And I don't know how far back it goes. It may go back a decade and a half. I don't know. But when they're requiring the vaccine, which is an experimental violation of the Nuremberg protocols, and nobody, well, maybe not nobody, but a very high percentage of the people are not getting informed, and their informed consent about the experimental nature of it, the fact that it does not have the testing that you would expect, and the fact that they're having bad outcomes. And you look at the vaccine adverse reaction numbers and reports, which I look at every day, and you're finding that we're approaching 3,000 people that they say is likely were killed by the vaccine. But my opinion is that only perhaps 1% of anything gets reported to that VARS process, and so I suspect that the numbers are much higher. But it's hard for me to prove because, you know, they're controlling the numbers. This is a scam of incredible magnitude. It's a facade. The Fauci facade is what I've been calling it since March a year ago. And people are really, really being put at risk by something that is unproven and not necessarily going to provide the benefits that they're hoping they might get from it. It's just appalling to me. So I don't know. It's an educational thing. And I remember back in 1976 when Gerald Ford came out with this big push to get everybody in the nation vaccinated against a fake flu. And he got 48 million people. Now, percentage-wise, that's a pretty big percentage of what the population was in the United States back in 1976. I mean, we're talking it's approaching 50 years, not quite, but 47 years, 45 years. And what they found was the vaccine killed more people than the flu did. And so after 48 million people were vaccinated, they backed off. And on top of that, what they found, it was not effective in what against what it was supposed to be, and they were having more adverse reactions than they were. I personally know people that had the Guillain-Barré disease that they got from it. It's a paralysis that settles in on people. And so it is just appalling to me that we haven't learned from that. I mean, I guess maybe they figure, oh, if you do this every 45 years or so, there won't be enough intelligent people left over to figure this out. But this has been, it was planned. It wasn't just a narrative when it came out. It was a script. Churches, businesses, news media, large financial organizations, research projects. I mean, they've all just kind of bought into it. And I don't know why everybody feels like it's okay. It's appalling. So,
well, here's what I find fascinating. Didn't China come out of the COVID vaccine really relatively unscathed? And they don't have vaccinated people everywhere, right?
Well, that's true. But they also, I heard a report the other day that said the China vaccine is not really that effective. And it's like, well, what makes you think what we got's all that effective? We're being told a lie. It's disingenuous at best.
All right, folks, we got to pray hard and work hard. Hang tight, doctor.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, now a headline just shouted out at me. Idaho bans vaccine passports, becoming the third state to do so. So what do you got now? Texas, Florida, and Idaho? Very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. We got a battle on our hands, folks.
If you look at those big box businesses, and the state may ban the passport, but if a big box business says you can't come in my store unless you do it, there's going to be a huge effect. Now, here's what I would say. Now, there are a lot of people today that are really opposed to boycotts. And I've seen boycotts really work well. I mean, you look back at the civil rights movement back in the 60s, when people said, we ain't going to ride those buses. And the buses basically got real hungry real fast. And this was something, this is an Americanist approach. And I know guys like Sean Hannity are opposed to it and all that kind of stuff. And they broadcast,
I double down and support it 1,000%. I have every right to do what I want with my heart, my mind, my money, and my time, sir.
Absolutely. But the Americans did it. The Americans took an oath, if you will, to not buy British products when they were being taxed unreasonably on them. And they tossed the tea, for example. You remember that program, but it was much more widely spread than that. And so what's happening, I personally believe if we withhold our financial support, if Delta Airlines is flying one-third full, or if American, I don't care who it is, I don't want to discriminate against one airlines. If any of them are doing this, it's wrong. If the big box stores find out that they're not going to have their business that they hoped for, if there's people that say, no, I'm not going to shop at this grocery store. I know people that go across state lines, literally, to buy their groceries now because of some of the things that are being required of their ability to do business with a grocery store in their area. But, you know, it's going to be maybe difficult and challenging, but you don't think it wasn't challenging back in the 60s for some of these folks that were trying to get the attention on the civil rights issues to say, no, we're not going to do business with these stores. We're not going to do business with these bus, whatever. But as I'm looking here, I've been going through, okay, Rutgers University was the first one. And there's Notre Dame, Brown, Cornell, Northeastern University, Cleveland State, Duke. There's a bunch of these that are coming up, and I would say it's coming to a university near you that are going to say, you cannot go to school. Okay, fine. I'm going to take a year out. And if the universities, I'll tell people a little secret that most people don't know. Universities are there for money. You know, all of this great and noble cause of the educating the youth and everything like that, they are driven by money. And if the people say, no, we're not going to be there. Now, I look at these Ivy League type schools that are saying this, and it's kind of like, there's another good reason to not go to them, so you don't get your mind polluted with the woke generation that they're raising up there. But personally, for me, I would say, let's just go about our work. Let's not support these kinds of things. And I would love to see some of these big universities come crawling back asking for, or big businesses crawling back and saying, well, you know, we've evaluated and there really isn't that much risk. And so we're going to, on a, cautionary basis, we're going to allow people in that haven't been vaccinated, blah, 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 blah. I would love to see that happen. But right now, we're on a very bad trajectory. And there's a hyperventilating movement that says you got to be vaccinated. But again, I don't know how many times I have to say this. Go do the research. It is an emergency use authorization. It is not a FDA approved. It has not been tested to the degree that it should. We don't know the side effects over short or long term. We are not finding immunization. We are not finding that it prevents spread. It's valueless. And so here's where we are right now. It's being foisted upon us by those that are going to make a bazillion dollars on it. That's where we are right now. And I fear the big players at the table, churches, businesses, politicians, media, whomever, are foisting this on Americans right now. And it's just amazing to me that we're falling for it.
Amen. And so whether your state supports it or not, that'll be a battle line, no doubt about it. But the federal say they won't require. But what about all the different stores and big box businesses? And what about the colleges, the educational centers? Headline says at least 7 U.S. colleges will require students to receive COVID vaccines for fall. You have to prove you have the vaccines or you can't go. The educational institutions have been a forcer of vaccines for a long time, right? So they're going to use this through big box stores, academia. They're going to appear in the states and the Fed that, oh, they're not requiring it, but they're literally going to backhand mandate it, doctor.
Well, they are, and your statement about universities is absolutely true. For many years now, many years, at least 15, I have opposed universities doing such and have found that they have been pushing this through the back door. This is their opportunity. They are not going to let this go. It's like your local health departments and so on. You got these little tyrants that are running there. This is their day in the sunshine. This is their 15 minutes of fame. They're going to step forward and make the... I mean, look at Fauci. What does the man have to offer? I mean, go read. This is kind of an unkind thing to maybe say. But go read Isaiah chapter 14. I really believe it was written by Fauci. I mean, yeah, it was written about Satan, too. But holy cow. I mean, we're going to look at this guy that's, I mean, he's well, I mean, if you got a few seconds, I'll read you about 6 verses in Isaiah chapter 14. I will ascend above the heights in the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that shall see thee narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof and opened not the house to his prisoners? All the kings of the nation, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden underfoot. Anyway, I'm overly dramatic on this thing, but I really believe that what he has done with the help of the Gates and other large pharma companies is bringing down nations. And I know that was originally written to talk about the evil one that's destroying nations, but you look at on another scale what's happening to people today. I mean, people are committing, in my county, they're committing suicide at a higher rate than the so-called COVID Death Association is. Literally, people are dying by their own hand at a higher rate than what they're attributing to COVID-related deaths. Now, again, COVID-related is a really euphemistic term because if you get rolled over by a Mack truck and you died, some of that is being attributed to COVID. Oh, they had COVID too. It must have been related. But now in my county, literally, there is documentation that the suicide rate exceeds the COVID-related death rate. The economy is being killed. Whole nations are being killed. People are starving to death in some countries because of this. And it's because of a facade. This is something that with natural immunity.
Listen to the duplicitous lies that we're hearing, okay? You may need a COVID-19 vaccine passport to travel in 2021. States do have authority, they say, to jail people who refuse. Now, I find that interesting. Now, listen to this, though. I've got two headlines, one from U.S. News and the other one from the New York Post. But the headlines are absolutely conflicting. Here they are. Fauci said that the U.S. will not require COVID-19 vaccine passports. Next headline, Biden administration working on vaccine passport. So there you have it. And blatantly two news organizations, completely different reality check, folks, in your face. They are doing this, and what they're trying to do is not get the people's ire up to reject them. They're trying to basically slowly but surely go, you can go to the football game. You know, your neighbor doesn't want one, but your neighbor's an extremist. You want to fly and go on vacation, don't you? And they're literally rolling these out, admitting it, denying it, admitting it, denying it, playing the people like a violin, literally deceiving everybody and playing games to the point where it's literally so soft, but so in your face. It couldn't be more diabolical. Look at those two headlines. Two major newspapers. One says Fauci says the U.S. won't require them. The other one says, hey, man, Biden's working on them. What does that all mean? The answer? They're lying to you, and they're going to softly shove them down your throat, doctor.
You know, our good friend Ron Paul, former congressman, a medical doctor, et cetera, a wise individual in terms of so much. He put this out the other day, and I've got it on my phone right now so I can read it anytime I want. It's really about the mask. It's not about the mask. Here's what he said. Americans should pause and reflect on the lies that are being sold. Masks are just a form of psychological manipulation. Many reputable physicians and scientists have said they are worthless and potentially harmful. Lockdowns are meant to condition people to obey without question. A nation of people who just do what they are told by the experts without question is a nation ripe for the descent into total tyranny. I think that's a very astute observation about what we've got going on in America, and the vaccines, with all of the risk that's associated with them, have ramped this up orders of magnitude. I mean, sterility. I mean, spontaneous abortion. The spike protein has a very definite possibility, and these adverse reaction VARS reports, there are many women that are experiencing spontaneous abortion or premature births. And they say, oh, well, you can't prove it. Well, what do? Take it through the Supreme Court? I mean, come on. They say, well, you know, correlation is not causation and all this kind of stuff. But when the COVID was going, anytime anybody died, it was, and they had a sniffle or a sneeze, oh, yeah, it's got to be COVID. But now, if you get the vaccine and 2 days later die, oh, no. That doesn't mean it caused it. You know,
there's no cause and effect there at all. You're grasping at straws, doctor. And what credentials do you have is what they say, right?
Exactly. And you know what? Sometimes I wonder if some of us that haven't done a lot of research on this over the last year, I mean, immersed ourselves in it, have more real-world scientific background on this than very many of the physicians that are pushing this, because their medical school did not cover this to the depth that many that are reviewing it now are looking at it.
Amen to that. And by the way, there's a lot of physicians like Dr. Corey and many others who have testified before Congress saying ivermectin is one of the great answers and we could stop COVID now. But now YouTube just yanked down his video and they won't even consider what he has to say. Never mind his incredible credentials. So even the doctors and physicians who know the truth that are standing up are getting shut down at an alarming rate. There's one narrative, folks, and if you're against it, you're an enemy to everything. That's their lie. Don't fall for it. Stand for truth. For Sam Bushman and Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com, lovingliberty.net, God save the Republic of the United States of America.